The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
The whole world is under a spell, and just about the time you think that the truth is out, it gets more complex, and the lie gets stronger. The American people really believe that there's going to be an election. I'm telling you, you're under a spell. I was out with Cactus, and we were enjoying the day. Boy, it's been nice lately. Hot. Fairly clear skies. We've been discussing what is really going on. So I thought I would let you know what we visit about. She has more insight than I do. She thinks. That's the way men are. We're hard to handle. But anyhow, you know this, I guess I should introduce myself. The program is The Present Truth. I'm the host, Rick Rodriguez. And there's a young gentleman that is going to run for the president, Vivek Ramaswamy. Don't put your hopes on him. The guy is not who he says he is. He's a globalist. Everybody's thinking this guy is fantastic. The guy is, for being 30-something years of age, he's got it together. No. Don't be fooled. You're under a spell. He's friends with Jorge Soros. He bumps elbows with these individuals in that world. He made his wealth through pharmaceutical companies. Oh yeah, he'll kind of back away and distance himself from them. He looks like a garter snake. You see the little tongue come out to sense to see what's going on. And he doesn't have a rattles on the end of his tail. But wait till he opens his mouth. He's not what you think, not who you think. This guy is the greatest thing since life's bread. I'm telling you, don't be fooled. Now, I say he's a globalist. I say that he is the imposter Donald Trump, younger Donald Trump. Everybody likes him. Some have even thought, well, maybe he would be Trump's running mate. If anything, Trump would pick Nikki Haley. Another false hope is that Donald Trump is going to make it to 2024 November. Donald Trump's political career is coming to an end. I say that not because I say it. Donald Trump, as I've mentioned many times before, is in the Bible. There's a riddle in Revelation chapter 17, verse 10. It's a riddle about the final presidents of the United States of America. There are seven individuals, but eight administrations. Donald Trump is number seven. There's going to be another individual that was one of the initial presidents prior to Trump that's going to finish out the final administration in the United States of America. This is my view. I'll present this to you. Not that you'll believe it, not that you'll even consider it, not that you'll understand it, but at least I presented it to you. The riddle is about the final seven presidents, but there will be eight administrations. One of those seven presidents, or those kings, five are fallen, one is yet to come, seven. And one of the seven finishes out another almost eight-year term in American history. That person is coming after Donald Trump. Donald Trump's political career must be completely canceled, completely neutralized, finished, ended, before this individual can come in. And even this individual will come in an unlawful manner, illegally, unlawfully, and people will be shocked. I know you will be shocked, but Donald Trump's political career is winding down, and the forces that be, continuity of government, the Republican Party is part of continuity of government. The rhinos, definitely. But even those in the Republican Party who are not necessarily rhinos, they are also part of the continuity of government. And they don't know it. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, will be back.
Hey, all you Sharp community members, this is Tommy at Tommy's Barbers and Blades. Just wanted to reach out and tell you to stop by our shops and get your fade, shaves, your beer. Grab a knife from Revo. Find us at 4th and Garfield in downtown Loveland, 970-617-2158, or hit us up on tommysbarbersandblades.com. If you're a little further south, you can find us in Meade off of Highway 66 and I-25. You can reach us there at 720-745-0782. And as always, live sharp.
The real cost of the state is the prosperity we do not see, the jobs that don't exist, the technologies to which we do not have access, the businesses that do not come into existence, and the bright future that is stolen from us. The state has looted us just as surely as a robber who enters our home at night and steals all that we love. Frederick Bastiat.
Off-Road Automotive offers a wide range of used automobiles for all of your off-road and on-road needs. From classic Jeep CJ7s to high-end sporty Corvettes and everyday commuters, they have a vehicle for you. Bad credit or no credit, no problem. Their professional finance team has you covered. Give them a visit at 1392 Denver Avenue in Fort Lupton, or give them a call at 303-502-3230.
I'm Dr. Anita Chandra with today's tip for kids from the American Academy of Pediatrics. Choosing high-quality childcare is an important decision. Here are a few things to look for: positive relationships between teachers and children, time for children to play, clear health and safety policies, and good ways to keep you informed of your child's day. Finally, make sure you visit where your child will spend their day and meet all of the staff. For checklists to help make your decision, visit healthychildren.org.
Okay, we're continuing. So last night they began the debates to see who's going to be the Republican nominee. I say that should Trump be in a position to pick a candidate to run with him as vice president? He will definitely not pick Judas Iscariot Pence. He learned his lesson. He learned it well. Nikki Haley possibly would be the choice. This Vivek Ramaswamy, no. Ramaswamy, you know, is going to go away. Ron DeSantis is another globalist. This is why I say that many Republican people are assisting continuity of government because they are fooled. They believe that Ron DeSantis would be a great Republican candidate, a great Republican president. And Pence is going to go nowhere. One thing that would be very interesting is for Donald Trump to debate these individuals, especially Mike Pence. Mike Pence, I don't think, is going to ever get that opportunity because Pence will bail out. He'll sink his own ship rather than debate Donald Trump face to face. What will happen is Donald Trump will do to Mike Pence what he did to Hillary Clinton. There is no individual that would have been able to debate Hillary Clinton like Donald Trump. Bush, there is no way that he would have, forget about it. None of the candidates, Rubio, I don't even want to take the time. The only one that could have gone face to face with Hillary Clinton was Donald Trump. And what did Donald Trump do? He humiliated her like she's never been humiliated before on national television in front of the whole world. This woman was undone. She was humiliated. She was, what else can you say? Embarrassed. He embarrassed her like she's never been embarrassed. This is why she's so vindictive. Even before the debates, she was already actively involved in setting up the plan to undermine everything that he would do during his first 4 years in office. The biggest was the matter of Russia collusion. During the debate, she stated he was colluding with the Russians. She already knew. She lost the first debate, hip and thigh. She knew it was over. I'm going to tell you, I'll give you a little insight. You don't have to believe me. You don't have to even, you can think I'm a whatever you want to think. You just, you pick the own your own word. This woman is in the occult with her husband. She's Illuminati. She's gone to California. I've repeated this many times on this program, documented by other people, that she would go to California to meet with a group of witches, a coven. She would go to Haiti with her husband to meet with a chief voodoo witch doctor. She's in the occult. And she knew, as well as those occult handlers around her, that she was going to lose. The occult prophets and priests around her were already indicating and letting her know that she was not going to beat Donald Trump. On the night of the election, she hoped all of the witchcraft that was taking place around her was going to help her win that election. But she knew already. The evidence is out there. The witches of America, these women that are in the media, witches, spirit cookers, spirit cooking, the Podestas with all their witchcraft. Many people in that we know, secret societies, Freemasons, Knights of Malta, in the Supreme Court. She didn't have a chance in the debates with Donald Trump. Mike Pence would not have a would not he would be also so embarrassed he would you'd never see his face again. You wouldn't see this secret coven member's face ever again. Oh, I'm sorry. You didn't know, did you? You didn't know that he was in a secret coven, he was in a secret society. Well, how would you know? You don't look at what I look at. It's all around you. You watch every Super Bowl. You watch every Olympic. You watch the ceremonies. It's right there for you to see. It is evident. It's not hidden. It's in the open. It's right out there on the stage. But you just don't know how to interpret what you're seeing because there's a spell. There's a spell that has gone out over the world, magic, to keep you blind from occult things. Well, I'm going to tell you, and those that in this area and whoever's listening, that God says, Christ said, that all of the occult, all of the magic, everything, the fog, all of the spells, everything that has gone out on the minds of mankind is going to be broken. Because God wants and Christ wants everyone to know what is in front of you crawling on the ground. Is it a garter snake, a rattlesnake, a bull snake, a cobra, a mamba? What is it? It's right there on the ground. But you have to have the discernment to understand what it is. Well, God is going to help the people have the veil over their eyes removed so you can see what is really happening. There are these seven kings, and one of those seven kings is going to resume position in political power to finish out the final years of America's destiny. I've already told you who that person is. Barry Satoru. Barry Satoru. His Christian name. Barack Obama, his Muslim name. He's not a Muslim. Barry is for Barry. Barry is not for the Muslims. He's not for anybody. He's not for the Hindus. He's not for the Mormons. He's not for anybody. He's for himself. He worships himself. He's going to return. Already, there's movement politically in the political world that you are not watching. And Barack Obama, there's a shift taking place. His political career is about to resume once again. Again, you don't have to believe me. You don't have to agree with me. This is not the view necessarily, not the view of this station. And many here at the station. It's my view. There are prophecies in the Bible. They are accurate forecasting. They're accurate. They can't be changed. They are set for eternity. You can't change them. The problem has always been interpretation. I say the riddle in Revelation chapter 17, verse 10, the riddle begins of the seven kings, begins with Jimmy Carter. And one name after the other till you get to Donald Trump number 7. It begins with Jimmy Carter. Next, Ronald Reagan. Next, George Bush Sr. Then Bill Jefferson Clinton. Then you're going to have George Bush Jr. Then you have the seventh king, a noble king, a king different from the other presidents, much different. A president that is not part of the satanic cabal that runs this nation. And everyone wants to say he is part of that group. He's one of the insiders. I say the Bible says he is not. He is the individual. In an example I've given 3 years ago, with Jimmy Carter, he was the winds of the hurricane just beginning. By the time of Barack Obama, I'm sorry, I jumped to from Bush Jr. to Donald Trump. I forgot the sixth president, Barack Obama. Then you have the seventh, Donald Trump. Jimmy Carter, the winds of the coming hurricane began in this country, meaning the great move and the great momentum of the globalists via the UN, World Economic Forum, etc. The winds began with Jimmy Carter. With each administration, these winds were stronger. By the time the winds hit during the Obama administration, this country was just about destroyed. The winds were so severe. But Donald Trump was God's final grace to the people of this nation. Donald Trump was the eye of the hurricane. And he's still the eye of that hurricane. Still, even though the imposter is in place, Trump is still shaking the globalist world, interfering with them, keeping them off balance, hindering their momentum. He's a brick tied to their foot, and they're trying to run a fast, speedy. They're trying to take the world into their demonic, satanic plan faster than we can even imagine. We're watching it. We're watching it. But Donald Trump is still a brick tied to their foot. Used to be a 100-pound weight, but the hurricane, the second half of the hurricane is about to hit this country and the world. It hasn't hit yet. The winds are increasing once again. When Donald Trump is completely finished with political office, removed by God, and Barry Satoro once again steps into his position, then the hurricane will commence and just increase year by year until the eighth year, when he is eliminated by God from this earth. I'm presenting something to you that is maybe odd to you. You don't understand it. You can't see it. And you won't. You won't see it. You won't understand it. But I'm just giving you, I'm giving you the what's going to happen. These people are trying to get ahead of God's plan, the globalists. And God is going to, through our prayers, we can say, Lord, keep these people on your timetable. Don't let them have their own timetable. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, will be back. We'll continue in a few minutes. Podcasts are on 1360KHNC.com.
The globalists say resistance is futile. Will you choose to accept your slavery or declare your liberty? Find out how on Pac-Man and the Rev, Saturdays from 1 to 2. Sometimes the truth hurts.
As the economy collapses, are you prepared to provide even basic essentials for your family? I teach urban survival training course that arms you with hundreds of skills and hacks to keep you and yours going when everyone else gives up. Food and water are only the beginning. Call the Rev at 303-809-3343. That's 303-809-3343.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Over the last 20 years, with all your support, we've been able to not only launch the original MyPillow, but also the MyPillow mattress topper, Giza Dream bed sheets, My Slippers, and the MyPillow bath towels. But there's so much more. In fact, we have over 200 products, and I'm so confident that you'll love each and every one of them that when you go to MyPillow.com now, you'll immediately receive a free gift valued at $20 just for checking out the website. No purchase necessary. Get everything from MyPillow blankets, sleepwear, kitchen towels, mattresses, duvets, pet beds, body pillows, comforters, couch pillows, bathrobes, and so much more. Use your promo code to get deep discounts on all MyPillow products. And remember, just for checking out MyPillow.com, you'll immediately receive a free gift valued at $20. No purchase necessary. This is a limited time promotion, so go to MyPillow.com now.
Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code KHNC.
KHNC is proud to carry MyKind CBD products. Products include cocoa, top shelf tinctures, hemp salve, moisturizing lotions, and retinol cream. They also have pet tincture and hemp shampoo for a healthy coat and skin. To see all the CBD products we carry, visit the station at 2 South Parish or check us out online. Go to 1360KHNC.com. Click on the shop button.
This is Mark Hall, host of the Come Out of Her My People show here on the Roar of the Rockies. Tune in to discover why, whether it's the law of the land or scripture, what you've probably heard it says is not what is written. It's time to come out of all of that.
On a dark desert highway, cool wind in my hair, warm smell of colitas rising up through the air. Up ahead in the distance, I saw a shimmering light. My head grew heavy and my sight grew dim. I had to stop for the night. There she stood in the doorway. Heard the mission bell.
I'm telling you the truth. Up ahead, I see a shimmering light. We're living in the Hotel California. There aren't many things that frighten me. But there are things that do concern me. And while we're watching what's happening in the elections, Barry Satoro is planning his comeback. You don't hear much about what's happening in the Democrat Party. But you see, we see the confusion, the chaos, the madness in the conservative world around Republican president. I told you a month ago, one thing that they will do to confuse the conservative people, to discredit the truthers and that movement of sanity, is you're going to have two things that will really all of a sudden start to develop. And you're missing it. Number one, is this going to be extraterrestrial talk? Alien spaceships, people coming from another planet, people that have come here from distant worlds to help us with technology to save ourselves, like in the movie The Day the Earth Stood Still. The other thing that will discredit the truther movement. And right on time, flat earth, flat earth, flat earth. Everywhere I go now, on the sites that I go to, Flat Earth, both will be used to discredit and divide, discredit the truther movement and the truth of what happened in Waco, what happened the Twin Trade Towers, what happened with many matters. And we're looking at the Republican candidates. But we should be paying attention to what is going on the Democrat side. It's pretty quiet out there. There's not much talk about who is going to be viable to, number one, somebody that has a mind to replace an individual who the whole world realizes is handicapped psychologically and mentally, or mentally more than anything, and psychologically. Everybody knows the emperor has no clothes on except the American people. And you know who's laughing the loudest at the American people? The Democrats in party. I'm sorry, the Democrats in power. The Democrat Party. They are laughing. They are laughing because the power that they have is so immense, and the control they have, they can put someone who's not in the White House, but they can get the people to believe that he's in the White House, that he is the president. This is witchcraft. The American people are mesmerized, hypnotized. I don't want to use the word brainwashed, but you could probably use that word. This is what's going on. But I'm just saying, who in the Democrat Party, working with the rhinos, which are the same? John McCain wished he would be could have been here right now. You know, Jeff Sessions, darn it, he's not going to be here to continue to destroy Donald Trump again. Mike Pence, Democrat Pence, he's a Democrat. But I'm concerned because no one is really watching what the other hand is doing. While the right hand is being watched, the left hand is not being watched. Already, I'm telling you what's going on deep in the occult world of the Democrat Party. They are planning. They are looking for strategy. They are trying to decide how is this individual going to come back into power. I'm telling you, the riddle in Revelation chapter 17, verse 10. Barry Satoru has to come back, but once Donald Trump is finished, he has to return. And in the Democrat Party, the only person that most Democrats, staunch Democrats, want, the only individual they feel, even Michelle Obama, forget it. Most Democrats can't stand her or him. A person not well liked. The Democrats do not have any desires for this individual to take political office because the individual is so phony, just like his other partner, Kamala Harris, who is not vice president. at least vice president of a corporation maybe, and that because they wanted to fool the voters, believing that this would be the individual who could replace Joe Biden. No. No, nothing's going to happen to Biden. Somehow, what's going to happen is they're going to completely destroy the Constitution. And there's going to be either martial law. I don't know what these people have planned. Martial law, we could consider that. But what other mechanisms? I'm telling you, we may not know. They have mechanisms, you know, in the continuity of government, strategies that we're not aware of. Strategies that they have the power, any strategy they decide to go with, they have the power to employ, activate that strategy. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez. I have my notes. I probably should get to notes, make you feel a little better. We'll be back.
Now is the time to fight for your child's education. We are enrolling now at Civica Academy Charter School in Milliken, a tuition-free middle school high school. We are focused on smart and kind students who are prepared for the real world and love this country. We stand for the pledge, we shake hands, we don't have cell phones during the day, and focus on pursuing an industry certification by graduation. We are proudly outperforming surrounding schools academically while raising up civic leaders. I believe in this generation, and we are prepared at Civica to change the world one child at a time. Visit us at civicaco.org.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farmland, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
My name is James with Milco Carpet Cleaning. I'm based out of Milliken, serving all of Northern Colorado. We're a family-owned company that will clean your carpets, upholstery, tile, and rugs. My goal is to freshen your home and business, leaving you dry and clean in no time with no residues. Mention this ad and receive $10 per room off, up to $50. You can call me at 970-405-3740 or email me at nococarpetcleaning@gmail.com. Don't forget to check out my reviews on Google.
Hi, my name is Sam Cheshire. My wife Lisa and I own Build Design America in Longmont, Colorado. We've been in business for over 30 years, offering full-service flooring to Northern Colorado. A few years ago, we started into Kiva Studios. We offer full-service kitchen and bath remodeling, along with a design service. We're located in Longmont at 665 Frontage Road. Our phone number is 303-772-1202. And we also offer free design services. So give us a call, 303-772-1202.
All right. Now, this, what I'm presenting to you, in the other nations of the world, they're watching to see, they're more excited about and more interested in observing this election. Every election is important, but this one has something unique about it. You see, the last election there was only one world order, a nation that controlled the world, world hegemony. Since that last election, there has now been added a second world order, or now an additional world order. And what has been added through the partnership with Russia and China, this world order has gained so much momentum that it has taken the power that America had and has held for over 80 years, it has now put America in second place. This has never happened before. This administration is, I could say, shocked. They are worried. And they have to do something. And they have to do something quickly. And I'm not sure they're going to wait to have to mess and fiddle around with another election, because they have a bigger threat. Continuity of government has a bigger threat than Donald Trump. The big threat is Russia and China. The big threat is the BRICS nations that are continuing to gain momentum, expand, grow. The BRICS, they had this meeting in Johannesburg, South Africa. And here's what developed. We're not paying attention to it. But this administration is paying attention to it. All the governments of the world are paying attention to it. This is massive. This is the biggest thing since actually bigger than Vietnam, bigger than World War, bigger than what happened in the Iraq War, Afghanistan. This is much bigger because there's been a shift of power, not just an invasion of a nation. Here's what happened yesterday. A historic and consequential news for the entire world. Argentina, Egypt, Ethiopia, Iran, Saudi Arabia, and the United Arab Emirates are joining the BRICS group of nations. The six newcomers will become full-fledged members starting January 2024. The club currently consists of Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. This just took place. These nations have just made it announced, an announcement to the world. They've made an announcement to this country and to the unipolar nations. We are no longer going to be controlled by the United States of America. The American people are not watching what's important. They're watching an election. These nations have just declared, with Russia and China, we are part of this network. We want to be part of it, and we will put in time, energy, finances, bodies, military weapons. We will put in our percentage of our national what we bring in financially every year. Oh, I can't think of the name. Excuse me, but they're going to ante up. And with this announcement, smaller nations have just said, you know what? It's now or never. Now or never. We have to either agree to work with this group of nations, which has just expanded. You went now to 11 nations, I believe it is, that are saying no more petrodollar control, no more American cuckoos in our nations, No more assassinations of our leaders. This is very, very significant. I like the way the article began. This was out of whatdoesitmean.com today. Consequential news for the entire world. This is, and we're occupied with many things. We're occupied with this Vivek Ramaswamy. I'm watching other things. Then with this matter of what happened with Prigozhin, this was another major thing too. There's talk that possibly on Hal Turner News that possibly this was shot out of the air by American satellites. And that's exactly what the United States would want to do. Whatever they would like, the Wagner Group and Russian military and Putin to have conflict between them, because they have to stop the momentum of Putin and what he's doing in his strategies. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez Podcast, 1360KHNC.com.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
What type of financial advisor are you looking for? A lot of advisors work for some great companies that offer good products, but are they taking a close look at what truly matters to you? Most advisors are unfortunately one-trick ponies and come at you with the same strategy no matter what situation you are in. Most of the time, your advisor isn't even reaching out to you to review things and has no desire to actually build a relationship with you. You want to work with someone who's going to hustle their butt off and compete for you and make sure that you are maximizing your hard-earned dollars. I will work day and night for all of my clients and do everything in my power to deliver the best service possible. Reach out to me, Joey Jaquin, Joe Jaquin. Son, someone who is going to compete for your business and truly aligns with your conservative values. You can reach me at my personal cell, 602-909-9048. Again, 602-909-9048.
Reasons to own gold. Reason number 725.
The government goes out of its way to make you believe Social Security has an account with your name on it with money just for you. But the Supreme Court ruled that payments due under Social Security are not property rights and are not protected. Social Security is merely a tax, and the government is under no obligations to pay you anything. Call the Patriot Trading Group, 800-951-0592, or visit allamericangold.com.
Promises, promises, I'm all through with. Promises, promises now. I don't know how I got the nerve to walk out. If I shout, remember, I feel free. Now I can look at myself and be proud. I'm laughing. Promises, this is where those promises, promises end. I don't pretend that what was wrong can be right every night.
And I can make you some promises that the nations of the world, the other nations, I promise you, are looking at what just happened in Johannesburg, South Africa. They've been watching. They were waiting for these BRICS to come out with a new currency. They're going to trade in their own currencies temporarily. Eventually, there will be a more of a common currency to eliminate a lot of problems with all the different currencies of all the different nations that are going to be joining. So eventually, they'll they'll narrow down the currencies, the way to trade. The yen, the ruble for a while, the rupee, etc. Then, eventually, they are already setting up a development bank and to trade with a development bank so that they can build bridges, rail, modernize, you know, they will probably have a what they're calling a token, a gold token, where each nation will put in, they have gold reserves, they have to back their token with gold reserves. And this will give them a level playing field. They will try to stay away from currencies because the United States has a way of controlling the value of currencies. But the nations, now you have 11 nations that are at war with the cabal in Washington, D.C. They're not at war with the American people. I want to make that distinction. They're at war with this cabal of powerful ruling dynasties, families, royals. They're at war with these people who are now torching islands. They're going to make this island smart island. You're not going to get on that island or off that island without certain digital passes. I don't want to go there. Don't send me there. Please don't send me tickets to go there. I don't want to go. I won't go. I refuse. Don't send me by ship. Don't send me by air. I don't want to take a canoe. I don't want to have any part of that smart island. I don't want any part of these smart cities. And if you're smart, you don't want any part of them either. But this is major. This is major than a global currency. This really has changed things in this administration and the people that rule this country. The Lindsey Graham is having a fit because the nation that he's had that's given him so much power as an individual is now in second place. We are second. We are no longer first. Okay. We'll visit tomorrow. Cactus and I are going to talk later. 1360KHNC.com for podcasts. The Present Truth. Rick Rodriguez. Promises, I promise you, it's a big thing that happened today.
This is Steve at Ramsey Auto Group.
Hey, this is Mike from Ramsey Auto Group.
Just stopping in to say hi. Let you know that we're still open, still in business, and still rocking and rolling.
You know, if you're looking for a good car experience, come see us. We have old school values. We still operate by handshake. We're not pushy. We want you to be happy, and we have a great selection of trucks. 6175 West 10th Street, Greeley.
970-443-5654.
970-443-5654.
The Tree Farm's 50-cent tree sale is going on now. Choose from thousands of carry-out size trees that are easy to handle and easy to plant. While supplies last, buy the first tree at regular price and mix or match a second tree for only 50 cents. Thousands of shade trees, flowering trees, fruit trees, evergreen trees, ornamental trees, and more. Also, huge savings on shrubs and perennials.
You
come
take
see.
I-25 to exit 235, then 5 miles west to the Tree Farm.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.